Kum lenden ab Lach Gemara. Wir halten auf Samach Aul von der Beis. Yes. Wir haben auf Samach Aul von der Beis. Und wir haben vor langs der Tap. Baruch hat zu Adin. Omar Rav Huna Mara, we have some time today, maybe do some Rashi. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Rav Huna, Mizbeach, so we're talking about the Mizbeach, so we're talking about if the Mizbeach is incomplete, that you cannot, even though you sprinkled with anything else, you cannot eat the leftover mincha, you cannot eat the leftover of the carbon. And then we brought it up, Yimei made some nasty comments about a biased thing over there, so we brought two braises, and we answered that the braise is, what do you call it? So he wanted to say that kachem kalam you could eat, it doesn't matter anymore, so we say no. The two braises is pashan argument of Ishmael Rabbanon, whether we compare basa to dam or not. And all the answer we gave was, no, we're talking about the mishkan was dismantled, but the mizbeach is still standing. And the Chizah Braise is that if the Mishkan is dismantled, you can still eat it. Why? As long as the Mizbeach is standing. Because we would have thought that the Mishkan is dismantled, it's no longer a holy place, Kamashlan, and that it is, because the area itself is. And we brought a posse for Nosa, even though while you're traveling, Oyel Moed. We still consider Oyel Moed. Says the Gemara of Ramahumara, Mizbeach Shel Shiloi, we're about five lines from the top, Masamach Aleph from the Bay, 61B. He's the Mizbeach of Shiloi. Now, there were a number of Mizbechais. There was the one in the Mishkan. Then they moved over to the first 14 years while the Edom were fighting. They were Gilgal. Then they went to Noiv. Then they went to Shiloi. Shiloi was 369. And then for another 52 years was Noiv. And Noiv until Shalomel came along and killed everybody out in Noiv. And then after Noiv, one more place there, before the final, Shlomo Melech, in the fourth year of his reign, he built the Beis HaMikdash. And before then, it was in the, after Noiv, where was it? After Noiv, there was one other place for a couple of years. God said Shlomo Melech destroyed Noiv. It was,
Gibeon?
That's it. Gibeon, yeah. Good thing. Said Rabbi Nimra, Mizbeach Shashila, the Mizbeach was Avonim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mizbeach, was made out of wood, and it was covered with, and it's called Mizbeach Chayshes of copper. But the Shila already, they made a Mizbeach of stones. In other words, they changed the Mizbeach. How do I know? The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Oimer, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, Matambu Leimer, we have three psukim. One pasuk it says, in the end of Yisrael, Im Mizbeach Avonim, Tasli, if you build me a Mizbeach of stones, so it talks about Mizbeach of stones. Then there's another pasuk it says, you should build them Mizbeach Avonim, and don't use any metal on it. And the third pasuk says, Avonim Shleimis, that you should build the Mizbeach. Three different psukim of stones. Shalopamim. Echot Shashili, want to tell you about the Mizbeach of Shili. The Echot Shal Noiv given, right here, Noiv and given. It's like still like one Mizbeach, because they're both together for 52 years. And then Beis Olam, and then the final Beis HaMikdash, all made out of stone. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach will stop being used after the Eden left the Midbar. That's what he seems to be saying. Says Rashi, three lines on top. Avoni yimpamim im mizbech avoni mizbech avoni lesani vavshleim betibne noiv given chad choshele count like one. The shneim bomba the ainah kedusha. They weren't really a proper mizbech. They were more like a bomba, had different rules, and they weren't really holy. Says Yimora Mosiv Rabacha Barami Rabacha. But back to Yimora Rabacha Barami. Ask a question. We know that there was one of the miracles that happened was there was a fire that came down from Shemayim. Like the Kabbalah of Tibur. Okay, but it's treated a bum in other respects. The dinim exactly we'll see another time. We're going to talk about it a little later on. Eishi Yodim and Hashemayim Bimei Moshe. There was a fire that came down from heaven that looked like a form like a lion, and he used to consume the korbanos. The fire that came down from heaven in the times of Moshe says in the Braisa, Loini Stalkum al Mezachayim did not stop from the copper mizbech el mishleima. Only in times of Shleim, the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, it sounds like that the Mizbeach that was in Shiloh and the Mizbeach never given was the same Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Because it seemed the fire stopped, because they had to build a new Mizbeach, it was only in times of Shleim. The Eisha Yod the Mizbeach Shleim, and the fire that came down at the times of Shleim HaMelech, Lein Yistalka didn't stop. Achabah Menashe, till Menashe came along, the Silka, and he stopped it by bringing away the Zohar and all that. He meets, and if you're right that the Mizbeach by Shiloh was very different, and he caught it with this Talaglay, he left already a long time ago, already left in the time of Shiloh, as soon as they changed the Mizbeach, it was a different fire. Says Murashi, Rashi learned his Talaglay, Shibishas, Hamasois. When they used to travel, Koifin, Olav, Pesachsa, they used to cover the fire, the trip like line, the cover of Menichin, Isa McCain, leaving his place. That's the first time the fire left the copper mizbech and went to Shlomi's mizbech. Caused it to leave. The Misan, if you're right, Mikora distala, Mishahukum, Mishkin Mishila, so they rebuilt the Mishkin Shila, your bonum is Bech Havonim, and they built them as Bech out of stones. Who's Kukoli, Istala, there's the Cheshes that left them as Bech of copper, after they go back to Gemara, who the Omar, that Rav, Hunan, in the name of Rav, says, Kirab Nosen, they're following Rav Nosen. If only Nosan Tanya Rab Nosan, Rab Nosan says, Mizbeach shel Shiloh shel Lechoish Zoya, the Mizbeach of Shiloh was different than the Mizbeach of Moshe. How was it different? Because the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was filled with dirt. This Mizbeach, Hoya Cholum, the Mizbeach of the Choish, that was in Shiloh, it was Chol, was the empty inside, it was a cavity, and Umole Avonim, they filled it up with stones. In other words, even though in certain, it's a little bit like Moshe's, but it wasn't the same. And therefore, So it's a machlekes tanaim. One time the Taka holds exactly the same mizbeach that Moshe had, they had in Shiloh, till Shlomo HaMelech came along and built a new one. And other time, no, they already changed, they varied it already in the times of Shiloh. They no longer use the mizbeach of Moshe. Rashi, who the Amar, Rav Huna, the Amar, Rav Nosson. He followed Rav Nosson and says that they changed it already, they changed it already. Why don't we just say Rav Huna, Marav, followed Lezman Yaakov, says that three times I've on him to tell you that. That there was that it seems like it was the same as Bech all the way through. Because Amnasin says clearly, Mice Hayakach they changed. I mean, Rav Lozman and Yaakov. The question is, what do we just say? It says in the pasuk, one was Shili, one was Naive, and Given, and one was Beis Hamikdash. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was not made out of stones. Moshe Rabbeinu was made out of Ashitim, and was covered in the Choshes. So Rav Lozman and Yaakov already said that they changed the Mizbeach. It wasn't the same. But it's to introduce a new Tana. So Rashi explains, because Amnos is the one who said Mefedish, Maisa Hayakach. This is a fact. Rav Lozman and Yaakov, Loi Shamin Le El Duhuchshe B'Shal Avonim. All we know about the Yaakov is that you could make out of stones, but that whether they actually did it, we don't know for sure. So therefore, we needed this. Lenny Stalkul about Bakimara. Rab Nachma Yitzchakama, Rab Nachma says, when it says that Lenny Stalkul, when it says that the only time, I'm going back to the first Braisa, you asked the question, it sounds like it was the same as Bech, they used all the way through to Shlomo HaMelech. I want to tell you, it's not so. What do you mean that the fire didn't leave? Didn't leave completely. But Shlomo HaMelech left completely. But before Shlomo HaMelech, it didn't leave completely. What do you mean completely? It didn't leave completely. What do you mean? Mahi? What does that mean? Rabban Nami, Rabban says, Shviva Havim Mishadra. Interesting. In times of Shiloh, they had Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. They had their own Mizbeach, and they used to spark. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach still had the fire, and then the fire would shoot. Would send out, you know, like rays from Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. So therefore, the fire was laying the stalker, didn't leave, but it wasn't directly, it wasn't the fire that burnt, because then from there, it had an offshoot, went to the Mizbeach Shel Avonim, that they had seen in Shiloh. Rapapa says, Ushpiza Havinokat. He was like a host. A host walks around and serves everybody from table to table. The fire from Lashemaim served both Beis Midrash. So, you know, but they kept two Mizbechas. They kept Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech, but they didn't use it because it was too small. And they had a bigger one, and that's what they used.
So, the Ishmael Maila came onto the Mizbech.
Here, Moshe, it came both. That's the first answer. The second answer, the Ishmael Maila came down here. The Ishmael Maila came down here. He kept on moving around. Lashi. So I have not given Zimnach.
The
Eshel
Mala was continued.
Let's do Rashi.
Came the first only once, and then
we'll see that. Let's do Rashi. Shvila and Meshadik Shoy Maktidin Ashal Avonim when they were Maktidin on the stones. Hayezikim Vilahavas Yitzes Meesh Shemayim Shal Mizbech and the Choshes Moshe. So in the times of Shiloh, where was the fire sitting? On Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech the Choshes. And then what? There used to be rays of fire. They used to jump to the other Mizbech. Sha'afu Munash was there.
From the one of Moshe.
That's right. That's the first answer. And the second answer was that no. The second answer was that fire Chetchila came down from above here and sometimes here. Not that it set in Moshe's and then jumped around. It came with Mila sometime. Here's something like a Spiza host. Zimun Hacha, Zimun Hacha. Second of all, Tanahasa, and we learn. There were two. It had the Mizbeach. The first Mizbeach in the first base major was only 28 Amos long and wide, and the base of Midrash that we learned before was 32. It was the time for the second base of Midrash. In the first base of Midrash was 28, and that's why if you take off two for the Yisai, two for the Saiviv, two for the Keren, the Karnas, and two for the Naglikainim, leaves you 20 by 20. That's when sometimes you learn the Mizbeach was 20 Amos by 20 Amos. That was the first base of Midrash. When the second base of Midrash, they made it bigger, it was 32, it was grander, they made it 32 by 32, which brings it down to 26 by 26. Says the Gemara, Olu b'nei ha'goyle ha'yisifu olav dal damas. From 28, they made it to 30. From 28, they made it to 32. Min ha'dorim v'dal amas min ha'mayrif. Where did they add these four amas? South and west, like the letter L. Kamin gamma, like the gamma from the Italian, which is like our chaf, which is like an L. My timer, why did they make the second base HaMikdash greater, larger than the first? Amar Rav Yosef, Mishum Loi Sipik. Rav Yosef said, because it wasn't big enough. Rashi, Tanan Hos, we learn, Mishat HaMidah, Rav Yosef, Eimer, Betchila, B'meish Leimer, Loha Yeloh, Chavches, Hal Chavches. First was 28 by 28. What is the net usage? Koin is for Oile, Yisayid, V'sayiv, V'mokim, Karnos, V'mokim, Milchat, Shoyim, Mokim, HaMalecha, Chav, Chav. Total was, like, net was 20 by 20. When the second base of Midrash with Ezra came back the second time, they expanded to the west, and like the letter L. Now it's Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. So now it's 24. You take off 8, at least 24.
So in other words, there was no addition. It was
just
the next
base of Midrash. Yeah, we'll see in a minute why. Gimel is the Rashi. What's a Gamma? Gimel Yevonis, the Greek letter. Asuya kimi chav shutus like our chav. Kede perishes dorim amaylev. Now, so they asked Rabbi Yosef, you're telling me the second base of Midrash required more yidden then. I'm like, baya hash to make the tradition. The first base of Midrash. The Chsiv Bey, it says by the first base of Midrash, Yehuda, the Yisrael, Rabbim, Kachol, there'll be so many yidden living then, they were multiplied like the sand of Shosvasayam, there were so many yidden. And yet there was enough to have a Mizbech that was 28 by 28, Sipik, it was sufficient. Midrash, Eini, the second base of Midrash, the Sibay says, Kol HaKol, Ke'echad, the entire community at that time when Ezra came there, was only Arba Riba Alof and 40,000 Sholish Meir Shishim, 360. Sipik wasn't big enough. I don't understand any more questions. Maybe they had foresight and they looked for the next 420 years. Today it was only 40,000, whatever it is, but not 20 years or 50 years, the Eden will multiply and there'll be more. Maybe that was. I don't understand.
Did you say, like we said before, that the Kavanah was to make it more grand, more beautiful than.
Yeah, but they're saying there's so few Eden, why didn't make it grander?
Well, the fact
that
it wasn't. It was very, very, very old.
They couldn't afford anything.
Exactly.
Are we saying size? Why can't Rabbi answer?
With wood or something.
We're saying, why can't Rabbi Yosef answer that eventually there'll be more Eden? Unless there never were more Eden in the second base of Midrash than in the first base of Midrash. Maybe at that time Eden lived already in Spain. We know Eden lived in other countries, in Northern Africa and Spain.
And they remained in
and Rome itself, a lot of Eden, big communities. So maybe, yeah, so it is. And in Egypt, you know why the first base of Midrash, they didn't need so much, even more Yidden? Eish shel shamayim misatun. Hocha ein eish shamayim misatun. The second base of Midrash no longer fire. That fire helped to consume very quickly. So they were able to do many more kabbalas, the first base of Midrash and the second. So
when
Rashi...
When Hildas rebuilt, didn't touch the Mizbech, when Hildas rebuilt the base of Midrash.
I guess so. In the Pesukim that we bring, it talks about the base of Midrash, the actual structure. Rashi. Hocha b'meikir sheni, imensh eish shamayim misayotan, help them. There's no fire. You feel me? Pregam liyuma. The arts of the chabad mechusel hei elu the hei dvorim shechosim in the sheni. Second, make five things. Eish ech meon them with the fire. I mean, hosa mi have a siyul le misayay. The fire was there, but it didn't do anything. It just sat there. Tell me about it. He also rovin omishim a pazi back to the mother. By kapora shisin hoisifu. No, you know why they had to make the base more grand? The base more grand because they had to add holes for where the water and the wine came down.
Drainage.
Yeah. Says the mother, what's going on? Mikara Shlomo HaMelech made it smaller because he thought that the water and the thing was on the outside of his bech. His bech itself was complete, was filled, the whole thing was filled, so there's no way for the water to have passage through there, so he had to build a shishan on the outside, but in the place where the mizbech is, so therefore he left four amas on the outside so he can have room for the water to drain and all the nesachim to drain. But the second base of Midrash sort of thought that shtia kachila. They thought no, the mizbech itself doesn't have to be full to the top. They can leave pipes, or they can leave passageways to come down. And therefore, and since it has to be done with a mizbeach, is it a mizbeach wider? My mizbeach adama. I said the pasuk mizbeach adama. Shloima melech understood mizbeach adama means it has to be filled to the top, and they understood adama shum mechuba ba adama. Should be attached to the ground, which we learned yesterday. Shlo yivnenu legabe keeping, don't build on top of arches, legabe mechil on top of caves. Rashi shitzin haisifu kevin marav is reimi that south western corner haisifu. Remember we had there was two yeshitzin over there, one on the south side, one on the west side. Haisifu they added lemoshchol ledor and lemaida, they added wider. Shasham hayimanaschim lesochem, that's where they support the sochem. I mean, remember says the common. Or may shleima hayikimim boyer korayt mizbech by shleima, it was outside the mizbech. Boyer says obvious later and sochem b'teichah, so the sochem should flow down there. V'yordim in the mizbech uleritzbe v'shei shasham, that's where they flow down on the outside of the mizbech. They flow down the walls of the mizbech until they came to this pit in the ground next to it, because he thought the mizbech had to be stopped, has to be filled to the very top. There's no space for these the liquids to drain. Him called to say, "Boy, the mizbech also the kovim connect them to the mizbech." Later, the zochah shom, so they made hole on top of the mizbech, so the water should flow down the side of the walls of the mizbech, came into a pit. That's shleim melech.
So he poured on the top and it came out of the holes in
that's
the side,
right,
and dribbled down.
And that right next to there was a boyer.
The pool's there.
No, there's a boyer. They had a boyer there. That's what he says. Those four amas
where
that we extended
from the boyer, there must have been an exit point, otherwise the boyer would overflow.
It could be
that's,
the boyer.
That's
the
question than that, because in another sukkah they said
it's discussed in to the amas amayim
into the tahayim. Now yeah. Into the tahayim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened in the boyer itself. We're not discussing the boyer. We're talking about the space in the zbech. We hold that the drainage is part of the mizbech, so it could go through the mizbech itself. Isn't this what we learned? That they prepared the mizbech on his basis. The mizbech had to reach. That was the mizbech had to reach a full extent, and the area water has to be inside the mizbech. Rashi, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lam Hayin Tanya. Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Chol. Rabbi Yosef got sick. V'nekel lemudai, and he forgot his learning. Upa Omim Shomad Dover. Sometimes he said something, and then the Nisker he remembers. Shoshana Hepech. He learned forget. V'chazaboy. Hocha Amar. This is what he says. Hey, Chamin Leil. How can I say before? Mishum Eisha Shemai Misayota Lahut Chuyeser. I answered before the reason why in the second, the first base of me didn't need more because of the reason that the fire was so good. No, the reason why I didn't have more is because they needed the space for the liquids to come down because they thought it's not part of the mizbeach, that it has to be in the ear of the mizbeach, but it can be through the mizbeach itself. Voksiv, I'm asking a question. So how can it be that it says you're not allowed to change anything in the mizbech? How could it be the second base of mitzvah changed the mizbech? I gave this whole pulpul before the first mizbech didn't need it because the fire second one needed it. But luchay the pasuk hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem, everything came down written from the Abish's hand. Ali Haskalah, you cannot change anything. Rashi, Lama and Tanya, Shachik has a doyle. He giu the safe midais of Lahem. That Angela doyle reached this very high level. Niglahem, Niglam, Mokam, Hamidlish, Lemesbeh. They knew exactly precisely Mesbeh, Mashla, Niglish, Lema. They knew things about the base Mesbeh, Lema didn't know. They knew Mesbeh had to be 32 by 32. But it says, everything's given to David. Alma, the Mikdash, you should not be hiding. So God, the Lama, Shulah, Niglish, Lema, Mokam, doesn't happen because Lema didn't know. It says that they knew everything. Everything's revealed to Shlomo Melech. Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem. That everything was ready. Was revealed to David HaMelech. That the Anshin Adoyle found a pasuk and they dashed the pasuk that Shlomo didn't dash in. They found the pasuk by David HaMelech. It says by Yemid David. David said, "Zehu Beis Hashem Alekim." This is the Beis Hashem. V'zeh Mizbech, and this is the Mizbech. This was going to be La'ili. So remember, we had before they had a whole discussion. These David and Shmuel trying to work out where the Beis Hamidrash was supposed to be in Mizbech and so on. So they worked it all out. And in the same pasuk it says Mizbech and Beis Hamidrash. So you know what they learned from here? Ki bayi that this Mizbech has to be sealed with Beis Hamidrash. Ma shishim bayi shishim amu. How big was the Beis Hamidrash? 60 amos. Af Mizbeach. Shishim amos can be made up to 60 amos, so they had every right to expand. So Grashi El Maravisa Kro Ashkev Dorish Nevo Dovish Shishim Amos Bemokam Mizbeach 60 amos in the place Mizbeach. Shleim Lehavim Ledorish Shleiva didn't understand. Behem the Shu they dashed and see for all of them therefore they added to the base to Mizbeach. We should trade them, but they needed. They needed more, but the only why they had a right to do it because they worked it out for Shleim from the Melech's for the posse. Well, the Shishim Amos Lehutzchu they didn't need full 60 damrin lekam meters or kevurach lekamosay em akvid. Because it doesn't really matter how big or small you make it. 32 is enough for them. Ma bayis amacham. We're going to see that Shishim Amos orka in the base 60 amos. long. Af mizbech ad shishimamba. Roloi umekudesh amokim imyitzah. The whole place could be holy if they want to. Says the Gemara, Bishleim Abayis. They knew the second base of Migdash, where the base of Migdash was standing, because Minkar Tzorase, there used to be foundations there. They can see this little part of, even though it says, Oru, Oru Hada Yisoidba, actually, Vuchanetza said, let's uproot entire Yisoidis. There were still signs of the Yisoidis, some rocks left or something left. Ela Mizbeach, when the Yadim Mizbeach was just stone sitting atop the ground, how in the world did they know where the Mizbeach was meant to be? Rashi Bishlam Bayis Yodu Anshik Nadele Makodesh Lazore, which section it is in Makodesh Lechel? What section was meant for the Zore, the courtyard, what section meant for the Hechel? Ob the Baish Nikod in Tsurasa, Yesidus, Hachemes, there was still some foundation left on the walls. Ob the Mizbeach, when the Yodu Makreme Hechel was, and Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Ro, Mizbeach, Bonui, they all had a vision, they saw the Mizbeach built, Umichol, Hasar HaGodol, and they saw a vision. That Michol, who was the great Malach there, was the great Sar, Oymid umakir, while standing being makir, so they knew exactly the delineated the lines of the mizbech. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchama, no, a forage of Yitzchak Ro. They saw the ashes of Yitzchak Shemunach ba'isem makim that was still sitting there. How did they recognize the ashes of Yitzchak? So obviously they were tzaddikim. They recognized. And Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeyama mikol abayis kula yerech yerech tedus. It says that the entire base of Mikdash, you can smell the tedus in up to Yerichai. But if you're standing next to Mizbeach, even though you're right there in the middle, in the very center, all they smell is Zevorim. And I guess they continue smelling that section.
The meat cooking.
The smell, yeah.
The barbecue.
Scent, the barbecue. It was so strong. Omer Rabbi Chanan Meyachin, Shloish Nevim, Oli Imam and Agoyla. Three Nevim went up with them. Ascended with them from Goyla, Echad, Shehed, Elohim, Mizbeach. One of the Nevim, Chagas, Chayim, Malachi. One of them told them where the Mizbeach was. Echad, Shehed, forget all these answers about, you know, they recognize the ashes and all that. There were Nevim there. Echad, Shehed, Elohim, Mokim, Mizbeach. One of them told them about the Mizbeach, Bechlau. That, you know, this, who worked out that you're allowed to expand on Shlomo Melech till 60? That was one Navi. The next Navi came along and told him where Mizbech has to be built physically. And Echad Shehei Lemon told him, you can build Mizbech now, even though the Mizbech is not up. Afapi, because it took years to build the Beis HaMikdash. 7 years later, Ezra came. Afapi Shehei Bayis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Mastid and the Breisel and the Rebbe Yaakov and Mishloish to be all the Mamma Nagoyla. Three of you went to them. Echad Shehei Lemon Mizbech. One of them told them about the Mizbech can be expanded while Mokhiz Bech was built. The Echad Shehei Lehem Shemakir and Bishay Bayis. And a fourth one, the Echad Shehei Lehem, so three Nevim, but one of the Nevim told him two things. The Echad Shehei Lehem Allah Toydah Shetikosev Ashudas. We had the Moshe Sanhedrin, that was Ezra told him. Here it's in the Chagiz Chaim Malachi, even though it was Ksav Kanani, now change it Ksav Ashudas. Rashi Echad Helem Mizbeach, Shloish Nevim, Chagiz Chaim Malachi, Echad Helem Mizbeach, she yesh le mokum, lo hisa, she's allowed to expand. Interesting, Shloim Mel didn't know how to dash in the Pasuk, he was the smartest man in the world, and the Ashes Dela figured it out. How did that work? You know, this equation of Mizbeach, and if one thing is a Navi, if you say the Nevi'im told him, the Nevi'im had Nevi'is, Shloim didn't. But if the Ashes Dela figured it out on their own, how do we understand that? First, give him Savivri, Ksav Libuno, Kedom, Sanhedrin. Mommy learned. Kedin, the corners, the Kevish, and the ramp, Yisoid, and the Yisoid, Vilabu, and the square, Ma'akvin, all these are essential for the Mizbeach. Of a midas orca, the measurement, how long it is, a midas how wide, or midas kamasi how high, a Ma'akvin doesn't matter. Even though without up to 60, you can do any size you want. Minami, how do you know that? Whenever it says Hamizbeach, it says in the Pasuk, Hamizbeach, Kol Mokum, whatever, Shenema, it says Hamizbeach La'akiv. Anything, any reference, like the Kedin, or the Kevish, or the Yisoid, or Ribua, it says over there Hamizbeach, it means it's Ma'akiv. And that's it. Rashi, Shenema, Hamizbeach La'akiv, the long passing on the side, he's all the Pesukim with all that says Hamizbeach. When is it called the Mizbeach? Only when you follow the following the recipe. Not over Kenning, see Carlos Mizbeach. Or you say that says El, you say Hamizbeach. All this is Hamizbeach. But Kevin, but the ramp, see El Pene Hamizbeach. Where Kevin, the face of the Mizbeach is the ramp. Shahu Ponov Shah Mizbeach is the face of Mizbeach. Shah Oilum Lodera Shamas, how you enter Mizbeach. You hate the Choshit, Hamizbeach, Pene Oil Moyed. Just like the eastern side is considered the face of the Oil Moyed. Mach Mashah Petra Shah, because that's the opening of the Buak, see, Revua, Yenzbeach should be square. Freddy Gemora. Okay, no, stop over here. See you tomorrow with the show.